Tea Time, Midlife Edition. It's not a coffee break. It's tea time. Slow down. Relax. It's your turn. Welcome, 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 welcome. Turn the tea kettle on. Pick your favorite tea. Grab your favorite teacup. Let it steep. Add what you will. Find a cozy spot. It's tea time. Midlife edition.
Welcome to Tea Time Midlife Edition. I'm your host, Regina Young, and today's guest is Angel Cornelius from Maison 276. Welcome, Angel.
Hello, Regina. Thank you for the invitation. I am so excited to chat with you today.
Very great. Where are you located at? I kind of ish hear a little bit of an accent. Is it me?
No, I'm very much a Southern girl. I'm very much a proud Southern girl. I was born and raised in New Orleans, which actually is the inspiration for the brand name. But I currently live in Sugar Land, Texas, which actually is just a suburb of Houston.
Ah, awesome. Well, before we get started, let's just see, what kind of tea are you drinking?
So I grabbed some mint from my little garden in the backyard. Ooh. And infused it with some candied ginger that I had in the pantry. So I just kind of made my own tea this morning.
Well, I can imagine that is super refreshing. And, you know, ginger is great for, you know, waking you up a bit. So, and mint is just delicious, just the aroma of it. Myself, I'm green.
Right.
Yeah. Today, I'm green matcha, and we know that green matcha is has anti-inflammatory properties, as well as it helps with energy and focus. But check with your herbalist and doctor to make sure it fits in your health regimen. Well, I am excited to talk and speak on the subject today, which is define your own beauty in midlife. This is just like perfect. And you are a perfect example of that for sure. So
thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Now, I know that I met you through Celebrate the Gray, which is
Stephanie Adele. Yes.
Yes, absolutely. She is definitely a highlighted influencer and fabulous women in midlife who, you know, have gray and silver hair. And you are, I'll let you tell the story.
Well, you know, it's so interesting. In the last 10 years, I feel like this hair that I've really had all my life has gotten more attention in 10 years than it has in my entire existence. And I think it's just because people who have known me, particularly from when I was young, it's just always been there. Not obviously as much as I have now. But my mother actually discovered my first silver strand. I was so young, she would still comb me my hair. So I was definitely less than 10 years old. You know, over time, I just got more and more silver. By the time I was in college, I had a streak that a lot of people thought I bleached. And so this hair and I have grown up together. And I've always really just kind of considered myself a bit of a hair unicorn. Kind of like a birthmark that you have that just gets bigger and bigger as you age. And it was always an issue for me finding products for my hair that I really liked. And so I've always been a bit of a beauty DIYer. Even in my 20s and 30s, I would buy products off the shelf and then add ingredients to them as it relates to skincare products. They were never really moisturizing enough for me. Or because I've grown up in the Gulf Coast, a climate that's really humid, a lot of products become sticky in a humid climate. Yeah. So I just, you know, I was really never satisfied from a hair perspective. As I got more and more silver, the options on the market were very, very limited and really lacking innovation. The products that I used in my 20s and 30s were the same products that I was using in my 50s. And the problem was that these products known as the purple shampoos that are created for silvers and blondes, the purple pigments are in there to offset the dullness and discoloration. That's just a function of having colorless hair. I often say having silver or blonde hair is like wearing the same white dress every day. Over time, it gets just dull, dingy. It could be product buildup. It could be the sun. A lot of people don't realize that the sun can burn your hair. In blondes, it's called sun-kissed highlights.
Oh.
Basically, it's just sunburn. And for a silver hair, that manifests itself in just yellowness and dullness. And so those purple pigments are there to try to offset that dullness. But the problem is when you keep adding color to colorless hair, it takes on those hues and you get old lady blue hair. And so that was something that I had been fighting with really for decades. And in my mid-50s, I was really becoming a lot more conscious, like a lot of consumers, about the products that I was using on not only on my body, but ingesting, you know, becoming a lot more thoughtful. Like, what are we eating? You know, what are these ingredients? What are the preserves? What are they made of? And so just really looking for more plant-based ingredients. And I just decided on a whim to just start creating products on my own. So I researched the plant-based ingredients that solved for the issues that I had. My hair was becoming increasingly drier because our hair is just like our skin. It changes as we mature. And when it stops producing melanin, your hair gets even more dry. And often you will hear women say, oh my God, this silver hair is so, it has a life of its own. It's
absolutely
so disrespectful. It's wiry and it sticks out. And here's the thing, your silver hair is just living its best life. It's just different. It is a different hair than your melanated hair. And so that's why it feels like it's doing something different. It's because it is different. It's a completely different hair. The melanated hair and the silver hair are completely different and you can't treat them the same way. And so continuing to use the products that you use when you were in your 20s and 30s, they're not going to work when you're in your 40s and 50s. And there's nothing wrong with you and there's nothing wrong with your hair.
Got it.
We just have to address the naturally occurring changes that are taking place in our bodies. It's all natural. It's all normal. And we just have to learn how to adjust, whether it's changing our diet. We can't eat like we ate when we were in our 20s and 30s.
You're talking the truth there.
and we can't use those same beauty products, whether it's skincare or hair care. And it's just learning, what does my body need at this stage in my life? And how do I need to adapt to continue to live my very best life, whether I'm 40, 50, 60, 70, or 80, like my mother? That's really what kind of sent me down this rabbit hole, more or less, of solving for myself, never intending to have an enterprise, never intending to, you know, sell these products or share them with anyone. But that's what I was doing. And that's how I landed in this space. And my friends, purely by accident, discovered that I was making skincare products. They saw me using something in my purse at church. And became curious about what I was using. Well, they wanted it too. And I was like, well, I don't sell this to anybody. But long story short, I actually had to create an Etsy store just to sell products to my friends. And they were my first customers. Very much organic, very much grassroots. Creating products. I actually bought a whole set of Cuisinart products, or pots to make these products, and making them in the kitchen, you know, that's just right across from the home office where I'm speaking to you from today. So, you know, I always tell entrepreneurs, don't despise your humble beginnings, because you never know where they will lead to. And I, you know, can tell you 5 years ago, I could never have imagined, like, even sitting here talking to you about this, because it was not a dream. It was something that grew very organically, that I just continue to embrace the journey.
amazing. Sound like you just fell into it. It's just a natural extension of what you needed for your body as it changed. And you lucked out, didn't it? A little bit, or let's say the Lord showed up or whatever that is, and your friends, requested
right. That part was definitely luck. But, you know, any point in the journey, I could have said, wait, I don't want to do this. This is not what I planned. And I could have stopped. I could have just said, nope, I just want to make products in my kitchen. I don't want to, you know, part thank you essence. I appreciate it. But I can't deliver 15,000 units. Like,
tell us that story. I mean, how did you come across Essence? Yeah.
Well, as I said, I was, you know, selling products to my friends, had this Etsy storefront, and eventually, you know, very much word of mouth, I would go to local events. People knew I was selling products, right? And so maybe I would get invited to a Jack and Jill event or to a church fashion show. We've all gone to events where there are local vendors that have tables and they're selling whatever it is. It could be jewelry, clothing, whatever. And so I would just go and I would make products based on how many people I thought would be there and what I thought I could sell. And it just really kind of grew from there. My son, who at the time had graduated from college and was living in New York, from time to time, I would send him products. And he really wasn't using them, but he would share them with female friends, like, oh, here's some stuff my mom makes. And typical boy. So one of his friends was one of the original employees of Birchbox, which was one of the original beauty subscription programs. And so she had been hired from Birchbox by Essence because they were starting a beauty box subscription program. And she had been using my homemade concoctions. And so she called me and said, hey, you know, I'm over at Essence now and I'm working on this product, this project, the Essence Beauty Box. And, you know, I've been using your body butters. I think they're great. I'd like to introduce them to the editors. Of course, I can't make any promises, but we definitely want to highlight, you know, emerging Black entrepreneurs, especially Black women, women of our generation. You know, Essence is an iconic and very important cultural figure in our life because for us, it was the first place that we saw, or one of the few places. It was the first place where we saw ourselves represented beautifully, consistently. And we saw every spectrum of ourselves.
Every shade, not only every color, one every skin size. Tone,
every skin tone, every hair texture, full lips. All of our beauty was celebrated, the full spectrum in Essence. And so when she said that, like, the answer was just yes, Regina. I didn't even know what I was saying yes to. It was just like, yes. And then I got the rest of the story. It's like, well, first of all, we're going to need at least 10,000 units. And I was in my office at the time at Texas Children's. And I always tell people, you know, it's a good thing we didn't have Zoom then because the words coming out of my mouth didn't match the look on my face. And I just, you know, I just had to figure it out. Yeah. You know, clearly I couldn't make 10,000 units in my kitchen. That's not a thing.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not a thing. Because now you're talking about a product that really has needs to be a retail ready. Product, not because it's being sold, but because it has to withstand transportation from where it's made to the Essence warehouse. Then they're shipping it to their subscribers, and there are the multiple temperature changes along the way. Like, inherently, I knew I need a manufacturer. And so that even in of itself was a struggle, because while 10,000 units sounds like a lot to us, that's really nothing. There are manufacturers who don't turn their machines on for less than, you know, 20, 50,000 units.
Is that right?
Yes. And so what you need is a boutique manufacturer, not just me, but anyone starting like that, that needs small MOQs, minimum order quantities.
Got that.
And so you just search for a boutique manufacturer. And, you know, I kept coming up empty all the time because, you know, you call a manufacturer and you're like, well, I have this product that I'm making in my kitchen. And like, they're really not interested. 9 times out of 10, what they want to do is white label a product. And so white labeling makes a product, you can buy the manufacturer's product and put your label on it. And that's why there are so many products in beauty that feel like they're the same. And it's because they are the same.
Wow.
They just have different labels on them. And there's nothing wrong with that if that's what you want to do. But that was not what I wanted to do. I wanted to deliver the product that I had given to the editors that they fell in love with. And that was the Pomegranate Kiss Body Butter, which is still our number one skin selling SKU. And so ultimately, I did find a boutique manufacturer. Essence increased their order to 15,000 units.
Wow.
And so it took 9 months for, you know, me to complete that process, because the manufacturer, I just learned so much on the run, right? The manufacturer just makes the product. You have to find the containers to put the product in. You have to find an artist to create a label for you, because previously I did all of that. You know,
so
I
was a chief cook and bottle washer.
I was all of it. And fulfillment and taking products to the post office at lunch.
Wow.
And, you know, answering emails. And yeah, I was definitely a one woman shop.
Do you have the background for this? Just, I'm just wondering, do you have the background?
Oh, no,
you've done entrepreneurial to this level? Yeah.
No, this was my first entrepreneurial pursuit. Background professionally is a healthcare administrator. And so hence I was in my office at Texas Children's Hospital. That's why when I was on the phone, when I was on the phone talking to Essence, it was a call I took at lunch, in case anybody's listening. And so, I learned on the run. And, you know, I think just experimenting with ingredients and being very meticulous, you know, I often talk about my little black book of failures, because it's my notebook of all my formulations, what worked, what didn't work. A lot of stuff doesn't work. And then you got to go back again. And, you know, like anything else, whether you're a fashion designer or whatever, like, it's never right the first time. And so, no, that is not my background. I often jokingly say, you know, I think I learned how to mix ingredients as a child of New Orleans, who grew up as the oldest. And a girl. So I had to learn how to cook because my mother worked. If you know anything about New Orleans food, the dishes are, yes, they're amazing, but they're also very complicated and layered and nuanced and often have a lot of ingredients. And so I just think I transferred that skill set to shea butter, coconut, jojoba, and a host of other ingredients and hundreds of essential oils that I experimented with in terms of creating custom fragrance profiles. And it was just something that I enjoyed doing. Again, not realizing that I was laying the background or the foundation for a company.
Wow. It's amazing to hear how the story came together. And there's no real accidents in the world. I mean, what is the chances? You know, it really is no accident. In midlife, I assert this happened in midlife, you had to be very agile, because that's a lot of change and transitions and moves. And as a, maybe I would say, ish corporate person, correct?
Yeah, very much.
Yeah, that is amazing to have that level of shift. And I'm clear it's a full expression of yourself. As a person who is an entrepreneur, what could they do that helped them to start the journey in whatever chosen field they wanted to go in? What could they do?
Well, first, I would say that for me, the timing was perfect, because we were empty nesters at the time. Our youngest had already graduating from college. So I'm very transparent in saying, if I had kids at home, this would not I would have probably said, you know what, I'm going to have to come back to you on this, because honestly, I don't know where I would have found the hours in the day. between school work, school activities, parent volunteer activities, like a very, very full, busy life. And so when I meet entrepreneurs that have young children, I'm just like, hats off to you. I don't think I could have done it. So for me, midlife was the perfect time to shift into entrepreneurship. But also, I continued to work at my job for 2.5 years while I was building a foundation of the company. And I would just work, come home, and about 7 or 8 o'clock at night, I would work on Maison 276, go to bed about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, and wake up and do it all again. And I did that for 2.5 years, but I could do that because, I mean, basically there was no one else depending on me to do anything, right? It was just me and my husband. It would have been a lot more difficult if I had kids at home and the responsibilities that come with that as well from a time perspective. Also, in many ways, I shifted industries, but the skill set that I've acquired over the decades of working in corporate America are very much transferable. And so I often encourage women to not underestimate the value of decades of their life experience, because everything that I did in corporate America, whether it was building a team, managing a budget, creating a budget, hiring talent, crisis management, you know, you name it, all of those things are transferable when you become an entrepreneur. And so I don't feel like I feel like I've pivoted that skill set into a new industry, but I really don't feel like I've reinvented myself. Yeah. The other thing I will add, Regina, is that I was very transparent with my employer.
Okay. That's brilliant. Yes.
And I understand everyone cannot do that.
Yes.
I really do understand that. But I was doing something in a completely different space, beauty and healthcare. One, there's no conflict. Mm-hmm. Also, I had local TV stations interviewing me. So that's not really a secret, right? I was in magazines. It was funny because one time I was in the Essence magazine that was actually in the staff lounge, and people came into my office like, you didn't tell us, like, because that's. These are two different angels.
Oh, that's so brilliant.
And so, and honestly, Regina, that is very typical of an entrepreneur. Many entrepreneurs continue to work their day jobs until they get to a point where you can't do it anymore. And I told myself, when my day job starts inhibiting the growth of the business, then that's when I will know it's time to take a leap of faith.
That is fair to say. Wow. Awesome. That was a blessing to be able to tell the company you work for that, yeah, you know what? I'm doing two things, but it's just not in conflict. I just wanted to mention your hair is so brilliant. And I remember you mentioned about the purple, because that is when I went gray, that's the first thing that they said, go to this purple thing. And I went there and I was like, okay, great. But I was like, ugh, this is definitely going to leave a mark. You know, I go through all this with my silver salt and pepper hair. And I'm like, I just can't do the purple. It's not working. I love the level of silver. What are the products that you're using that would have it be so brilliant? What is the products that you're using on Maison 276?
So the Maison 276 three-step system for silver and blonde hair, which is our hero product, is based on the products that I created in my kitchen to take care of my own silver hair, because I was frustrated with what the products that were on the market, the purple products, because to your point, your hair takes on those hues. And so from the consumer perspective, like, you buy the purple stuff and then you have to buy regular stuff. So you can't, because you can't use the purple stuff all the time. And it's this frustrating cycle of trying to figure out what to use when just to take care of your hair. Yeah. So I created the three-step system, because I wanted, one, a clean plant-based product that would moisturize and hydrate my hair, keep it well conditioned, and also that did not have the purple dyes, so that I could use one product every single time I washed and conditioned my hair without the concern of unwanted color. The system is, like I said, three steps: the clarifier, which is a pre-shampoo, the shampoo, and the conditioner. And the conditioner is formulated to be used as either a leave-in or a rinse out. If you have thin hair, then you can rinse it out. If you have thick, curly, or coily hair, those textures that tend to be a little bit on the dry side, you can use it as a leave-in. That's how I use it. But as you can see, all of the products are white, so you never have to worry about having that unwanted color residue on your hair.
Wow, that makes all the difference, because that was the one thing when I did go to the beauty supply place, or excuse me, beauty salon, they said, you know, for silver hair, you can no longer use any of these products that have color in it. And I didn't find it very easy to find products that didn't have color in it. So, this is going to be great.
Right.
Yeah. And then, of course, being that I had poor coily hair, it's very dry, and I didn't find the products for silver hair to be that moisturizing, especially being a woman of color.
Right. Now, our products are not just for textured hair. I like to say the Maison 276 community looks like America, regardless of hair texture or type, because we're addressing a color issue and a conditioning issue. Color issue in terms of wanting your silver or blonde hair to be brilliant and bright without any unwanted color, but also a condition and maintenance issue, because we know that as we mature, our hair gets drier. Even if you don't get a lot of silver hair, because that's purely a genetics thing, right?
Yes.
If people always want to know, I wonder if my hair is going to look like that. And I just say, ask your mother or your grandmother. Like, look at the women or men, because my grandfather had beautiful silver hair. Look at your relatives one or two generations back and just see, and that'll give you a clue as to what your silver may come in like, in terms of, is it going to be salt and pepper, or is it just going to be stark white? Or, you know, is it going to be white in the front and salt and pepper in the back? Like, your ancestors will tell you. All you have to do is look. And if you say, well, my mother colors her hair, I say, ask her, she knows.
You know, you are a pro age advocate. I can just hear the passion. Is that something you planned on doing, or is that something that just happened?
Well, you know, having a beauty product that is formulated for mature women and mature hair, I've kind of fell into that in terms of, you know, being a spokesperson for pro beauty. However, even if I were not an entrepreneur, that would just be my personality. Because frankly, Regina, I don't even think about my age. Someone else has to bring it up for it to be a point of discussion. I am just living my life, and I am living my life not very differently than I did when I was in my 30s. Honestly, the only difference is that I don't have kids at home, right? I'm not doing the parent thing, but I'm still extremely active. I've exercise has always been an important part of my life since my college years, when I kind of stumbled into running, literally.
And
became very passionate about exercise. So that's something I've always done. My children don't know a mom who doesn't exercise, right? It's just something that she does. And so it's something that they do. And so I don't think about it in that way. But I will say that as a beauty entrepreneur, I have become far more aware of how the beauty and fashion industry portray us. And it's very much not in alignment with how middle-aged women see themselves.
Fair to say. Yeah, it's kind of like, I just wanted to ask you, well, what's the role of social media and media in itself? Like, what messages are they sending to us?
Right. Most of the marketing that you see for middle-aged women, when you do see it, Because oftentimes they use 20-year-olds to sell product to us, right?
Yes.
And that's not what we want. We want information from our peers.
Fair to say.
They do focus on us, it's very much about anti-aging, wrinkle reduction, youth enhancing, very much from an age correction perspective, as though we are trying to recapture our youth. And that is, in fact, not what we're doing. Mm-hmm. We want to be the very best version of our current self.
Absolutely.
And so you will never see anti-aging messaging from Maison 276. And when you encounter our brand, whether it is on social media or on our website, you will see yourself, regardless of who you are, every skin tone, every hair texture, you will see yourself represented in a way that's authentic to how you live your life and how you feel. You're beautiful. You're energetic. You're still ambitious. You're confident. Like all of those things, vibrant.
Yes.
And that's how we simply reflect the middle-aged woman in a way that is authentic to how she feels. And I'm very passionate about that.
That's brilliant. You know what? I acknowledge you for standing up and standing out, because I did see the cover of Tangled Silver magazine and you were on it. So how did that come to pass?
So the great thing about technology is that for many of us, yourself included, who have been rejecting this version of middle age that marketing companies have given us, technology has allowed us to find our tribe. What we have discovered is that, it's not just me and my friends who feel this way, me and my circle. There is, in fact, a huge community of women, not just in the United States, but globally, who feel the same way I do. And so me and my friends are actually not unicorns. We are part of this huge community, and technology has allowed us to embrace each other, support each other, uplift each other, and amplify our voices. And so Robin from Tangle Silver reached out to me months ago, even before that. And we just talked about a way to collaborate. And there are so many, and I'm sure you have, every day you're increasingly becoming aware of other platforms,
Absolutely.
Of other women, and we're connecting each other, right?
Yeah.
Stephanie introduced you to me, and I'll be introducing you to other women because we are not in competition. We're all moving towards the same goal so that our daughters won't have this fight.
That's my goal.
Like that won't even be an issue where my daughter has to look for positive images of herself when she's 40, 50, and 60, because the whole anti-aging thing won't exist anymore, because the industry will realize what we already know, and that's beauty has no expiration.
Absolutely.
I should say.
Absolutely. Yeah, actually it. It is not a thing anymore that we are not seen and heard in midlife and beyond. Look, we've earned the right. I just acknowledge you for being on the cover and being fabulous at it, of course, and Maison 276 for creating such breakthroughs and helping women in midlife with their hair, because that is such an issue, and being an awesome entrepreneur. One thing I wanted to know, do you have any new products coming out? Can we get a little heads up?
The time gets away from me. Our most recent new product was the hair serum, the Revive Repairing Hair Serum for hair and scalp. That was our first complimentary product to the Maison 276 three-step system. And we do have some launches scheduled. We have so many exciting things to announce for 2023 that I can't quite talk about right now. But we're really, really excited about not just new product launches, but new partnerships and just really expanding the Maison 276 community. So I really encourage the listeners to go to our website and follow us on social media. You can go to our website and sign up for the email subscription list. And like I said, follow us on social media, Maison 276, on both Instagram and Facebook. And of course, my personal page, Angel U. Cornelius on Instagram. So you can be apprised of all the upcoming exciting announcements that we have coming up. So we're working. We're working.
The train is moving. Well, I want to thank you for being on Tea Time Midlife Edition. And I look forward to, you know, having you come back and share some new things. But most of all, thank you for being a perfect inspiration and example for women in midlife and really defining your own beauty in midlife. I really got so thank you.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. I appreciate the opportunity to share my story, to encourage other women who may be thinking about taking, whether it's the entrepreneurial leap or just pivoting in their career. Mm-hmm. You know, you have everything inside of you that it takes to succeed. And I am cheering for you every step of the way.
All right. Cheers.
It's Tea Time, Midlife Edition.